Thank you, worship team. You did a wonderful job. I'm Kirk Irwin, church elder. I'm pleased to be presenting today's message in order to give Pastor Ryan some much needed and much deserved time off. I actually prepared this sermon in 2023 when I thought I was going to be doing a sermon on December 31st, which never happened. I revised it after I found a scripture about love in Deuteronomy. It just grabbed my attention. Therefore, we will begin with God's word from the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 7. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Powerful scripture from Moses. And verse 5 will be repeated later in this sermon by Jesus in Matthew 22:37. This scripture was as relevant in Moses' time just as it is for us today. After reading this, I thought, love is a good theme to pursue for a sermon, especially between us and God. How can you go wrong with this subject, right? Most likely, you are sitting here next to somebody you dearly love. Your wife, your husband, your children, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or just a really good friend. I hope you are here with someone truly special in your life. Perhaps a few of you are sitting here alone. Maybe you are even feeling unloved. Do you really believe you are sitting alone and unloved here in God's sanctuary as you seek Him in worship and praise Him in song? Listen to God's word in Proverbs 8, verse 17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. God is here beside you. Always beside you. With God, you are never alone or unloved. There's a book that exalts the love of God, and you know it very well as the Holy Bible. It is the greatest book about love that has ever been written. Therefore, today's message about love, as ordained in the Bible according to God's plan, has to be what I will call the alliance of love between us and God, which is manifested or revealed to us through the gospel of salvation and our duty to serve God. I strongly believe spreading the gospel of salvation and serving the Lord is today's two-part message, which go hand in hand in our alliance of love. Today's Bible readings are going to articulate and support our love and sacred connection with God so poignantly well. Now open your ears and your hearts to the holy words of God. First, let's look at the Old Testament, again in Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. That sure sounds like an everlasting alliance of love between God and His people to me. What do you think? Now check out the New Testament in 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. From this, it is clear that if we love one another, we are in an alliance of love with God. And those who do not love, they do not know God, and they are not part of this alliance. We need to remember the most meaningful proclamation of God's love for us, which was when God delivered His Son to us. Jesus' birth ushered in our hope of eternal salvation, and the means to achieve it is through Jesus. Let's thoroughly examine God's declaration of love. Bear with me. In 1 John 4, verses 9 through 16, "In this, the love of God was manifested or revealed toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world," does that sound familiar? "That we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation or reconciliation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides or lives in us, and His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit alive in us. And we have seen and testify," take note of that word, "testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." Whoa! I know this is a lot to absorb. However, I feel it's so vital to understand this segment of Scripture because it is the crux of this sermon and probably the pinnacle of our faith. These verses explain our affiliation, an alliance of love between us and God so well. I encourage you to read these eight verses several times this week. It is Scripture worth memorizing. In my opinion, 1 John 4, 9 through 16 is the expanded, intimate, and detailed version of John 3:16. Do you remember John 3:16? Of course you do. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." It is my view John 3:16 is the abbreviated version of 1 John 4, 9 through 16. God wants you and me to have salvation because he loves us. In fact, he wants the whole world to have everlasting life. Did you notice that world is mentioned twice in 1 John in verses 9 and 14? And world is also conspicuous in John 3:16. God loves us so much. He wants to save everyone in the world. He wants us to have his gift of salvation so we can be with him forever in heaven. And he wants us to help deliver his gospel message of salvation. In our alliance of love, God compels us to share this through testifying, as I told you to take note of in 1 John 4:14. Now, what can you do to further God's plan of salvation and serving? Well, you can set a good example of your Christian love and lifestyle to your family, your friends, your co-workers, our community, and even strangers. You can volunteer to help serve in your churches, schools, civic organizations, and faith-based agencies. In all that we do, we should strive to love and serve just like Jesus did. We know from Scripture that helping and serving others is often how Jesus showed his love for others. Recall all those whom Jesus healed through his touch, the thousands he miraculously fed on two occasions, and his teachings on the washing of feet, to name just a few examples. Listen to Jesus in his own words in John 12:26. If anyone serves me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. It seems to me that being a servant of Jesus is just a no-brainer. Hear Jesus' message in John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Don't you want to be a disciple of Jesus by being a good example of showing love for others through helping and serving those in need, and by doing it in a caring and loving manner? Take note of the following scriptures. Proverbs 19:17. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Hebrews 13:2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Hebrews 13:60. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And Hebrews 6:10, one of my favorites. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work. And the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. In our alliance of love with God, it seems abundantly clear that when we serve the Lord by helping others, we will reap God's love in return in so many wonderful ways, as we have just heard in these scriptures. We can be a conduit of God's love by conveying the compassion and comfort of the Lord through the use of our talents, our abilities, and our personal qualities of love as bestowed on us by our salvation through Jesus. This is spoken of in Ephesians 5:1-2. Be imitators of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. In the days ahead, in everything we do, in everything we say, in everything we are. We want to be a channel through which love flows. When others see God's love exhibited by us, we are a constant reminder of the gospel of salvation to those who do not have a connection with God. We can be that conduit that they may be seeking for advice about Jesus and salvation. We just might be the impetus or stimulus which may save their soul. God also wants us to serve Him by helping others, as mentioned throughout today's message. And to emphasize this point, let us read Matthew 16, verse 27. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He will reward each according to His works. And as noted previously, I strongly believe today's message has two courses of action for us. First, spreading the gospel of salvation. Second, serving the Lord, which go hand in hand in our alliance of love. The love between us and God comes full circle when we deliver the gospel message and when we commit ourselves to being a servant of God, of Jesus. Therefore, please go from here and serve the Lord by doing good works, by helping those in need, including strangers, by being generous in giving to charitable organizations, including our church, by showing love to others through acts of kindness, by speaking about salvation through the gospel of Jesus to our family, our friends, and non-believers, and by fulfilling Jesus' commandments in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Remember Deuteronomy? "This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." That sure sounds like an alliance of love to me. Furthermore, I believe we have been commissioned by God, according to His will, to perpetuate our alliance of love. This is noted in Romans 8, verse 28. "And we know all that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Remember that we abide in Him and He in us because He has given us of His Spirit. Our alliance of love between us and God is an obvious and prominent part of our divine relationship. It is a holy kinship expressed simply and eloquently in 1 John 4:19. We love Him because He first loved us. I'm confident that everyone here is in agreement with that. Now show God your love and devotion for Him by speaking about the gospel of salvation and by serving Him today, tomorrow, and in the days to come. Go forth into the world and spread God's love that lives in you in the form of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.